Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Party
it with them fraternity jabs, I guess that's where the sub kicks in, Even if this relationship dies, just know that I tried to create us both. Better laugh, forget my pride, cause if you go, then a part of me dies. My worst fear is having regrets, yo. So like I'm hanging on for dear life. Mommy, please don't let go, and I won't let go. Let's give it our best shot and hope for the best, though, but we put us to rest. No, no.
Tonight's topic, how important is sex in a relationship? All the way from Chesapeake, Virginia, we got that angel, Dee Dee. Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday.
Good evening. Happy Wednesday. Glad I voted.
No doubt. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, it's CeeLo. Welcome to the show, mama.
Get it in. Get it in.
What up? Toya will be joining us shortly. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, 2010. Tonight's conversation surrounds sex and all those things that go along with it. But tonight's topic will surely take us places we've never gone. But let's have some fun with it. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. How important is sex in a relationship, Dee Dee?
It is extremely important. It's like 85%. It's like, it's major.
85?
It's definite. I mean, it's up there. It's more than 50. 80, I mean,
85. Yeah, well, it depends on the dynamic of the relationship, though.
Hold on.
It depends on what?
The dynamic.
Gotcha.
But what I was going to say is sex is steadily important in a marriage or a committed relationship, like in the beginning, in those early years. But as you begin to go on and work at it, the percentage gets less because you're not having sex as much. And as you get older, especially if y'all still together, the frequency cuts down. So in the beginning, it's like thoroughly important. But as you grow, as those two people grow and learn each other and just do different things and just grow, it doesn't become as important. So I will say in the beginning, it's very important as opposed to, you know, as you get into your 20s and 30 years of being together, whatever the case may be, it is not as important. Does
okay.
that sound better? Okay.
Hey, it's not about how it sounds. I just want to know
no,
how you feel about it.
I don't sound too weird. 85% did sound a lot, but I'm saying maybe I'm a freak. I'm just saying.
No, that's not it. That's not it at all. Because, hell, that's the case, and everybody in America or in the world is a freak and have been for years. So, yeah.
See, well, how important is it? How important is it in a relationship?
It's very important. But I'll tell you this, though. What's funny is that, like, sex is important in a relationship, but it's like my sexual appetite gets cut if money gets fucked with. Oh, excuse me.
Uh-oh.
I mean, like, for real, like, how my household is running affects my sex life.
No, actually, that makes sense to me. That makes a whole lot of sense, actually.
Because I can't think nothing sexy. That's not a release for me. Like, I'm still going to be aggravated after release, so it's not going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, It depends on the dynamic of the relationship, like I was saying before, because if you might be attracted to somebody for other reasons than sexual, and like say it's not so good in the bedroom, but like y'all build very well together, then you know what I'm saying? Maybe that may be an instance where sex isn't as important because now you got a mutual agreement. Now I don't know how that cheating thing is gonna go in that relationship, but I just know.
No, I got you. That's real.
Right,
that's,
you know,
real,
what I'm,
because I mean, if somebody's a provider or if somebody's, you know, paying the bills, but you know they whack at home, you know, you definitely not gonna stop them from paying the bills, but you might have to go seek that sex from somewhere else. Hey, what? Folks are on it early tonight. Let's go to the lines. 443-443, last four digits, 0194. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in a relationship?
Sex is everything in a relationship because, like, from experience, not personally me, but from what I've seen growing up in the household with my mom and one of her boyfriends, it will always go. She'll say, look, you already don't know what you're doing in the bedroom, and then you're going to go lose your job.
Right.
Ain't no way we're going to be together. Ain't no way we're going to be together. And
right.
I know personally, I know people. Yeah, what's going on?
Exactly. High five. Good job, Mom.
I know people personally, like my uncle, he ain't had a job in years. He know my aunt cheating on him, but he got the stroke, so he got a place to stay at. Good word.
Hey, this is my dude. Introduce yourself for the people, my dude. You got a show tomorrow night. Introduce yourself.
I'm OG. I'm coming live out of Norfolk. You go down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm boy.
I'm just keeping it real.
Damn.
No doubt. And you know what? You talking like how CeeLo was just talking for the most part, because at the end of the day, if the money ain't right, the sex can't be right. Folks,
exactly.
If you just tuned into the show, stand by, OD. If you just tuned in, tonight's topic, how important is sex in a relationship? We got a special guest joining us here shortly, my man Don Sykes. Songwriter, singer, celebrity stylist going to be joining the conversation. I think that's real right there. You know,
Think about it. Like, remember that song back in the day? Ain't nothing going on but the rent. You got to have a job.
Nothing.
But like, I mean, I have friends that males that I'm telling you, they will always have somewhere to stay because their main gig is slinging their member part, their male part. And so, like OD said, you know, he said his uncle gonna always have somewhere to stay because, you know what I'm saying, he's doing whatever he got to do to maintain.
Hey, even though auntie is cheating on him.
He's out getting it. Right. He don't care. He gonna stay right there.
Even
the bills pay. Lights on.
Folks, hold on to your seats because this is going to get interesting. Before we go to this next jam, all the way from Newark, Delaware, it's that Angel Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hey, Toya, sorry, Toya.
What's good, folks? Hang on. It's Wednesday, November 3rd, and we got a hot topic for you tonight. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah. I'm rolling. Ah. I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumbled to the fridge and pulled me out a cold beer. I go back to
to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. Now. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I with your G. And I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live, Wednesday, November 3rd, the day after Election Day. Keep your head up, President Obama. Those damn Republicans can't hold us down. All day, they are going to try to make it miserable for the next 2 years. Tonight's topic, how important is sex in a relationship, folks? We got a special guest coming up here shortly. Specifically, how important is fellatio in a relationship? My man, OD, how important is it?
I already told you. I feel like that's most important. That's even more important than money, for real. Like, because, like, real rap, that's even more. My uncle, I keep going back to him because he's just one of the most amazing men who I ever met in my life. And you can't make nothing up like this. His place of business went out of business in 2000. Yeah, 2000. It was called Red Sun. He ain't worked nowhere. This man, I ain't going to say his name in case my family listens. I don't want to embarrass his kid. This man got a drug problem. This man ain't got no job. He probably ain't even got health insurance. But he got the stroke. So he got a place to stay. Who did he?
He got the real stroke.
He got the stroke. That's word.
Yeah.
Hey.
And he continued.
Hey, the stroke makes things happen.
Hey.
You know what, though? That cuteness wears off after a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. it's only cute, you know, until they're not responsible for bills. I mean, I don't know how long, you know, your aunt's been dealing with that gentleman or whatever, but I guess as long as she, I mean, but then again, she may have someone, she may be content with just having someone that's there with her all the time. And she know he ain't going nowhere. That's her constant.
He keep that house clean, too, anyway.
See? Look, if he ain't going to work, might as well wash the dishes, clean the bathroom, something. Got a house smell like bleach when I get home. You got to sleep outside with the dog.
Oh, yes. He keep it clean. Hey, lie. Keep
yeah.
that house clean.
Hey, that's what's good. Hey, I asked sex that's kind of broad, but I know this is pretty one-sided, ladies, but how important, and no front, this is Be Real Radio, how important is fellatio in a relationship? It's pretty, and folks, I want to put this disclaimer out there. We're not promoting sex because, really, the whole idea is, you know, to get in a union, you know, and be safe. If you're going to make a grown man, grown woman decision to have sex, make sure that you are being safe. But really, we encourage relationships, all right? I mean, you know, that's really just the disclaimer out there. We're not promoting bad habits. But fellatio is important to me in a relationship. It is.
Okay. Well, fellatio is important to you.
85%, she said 85% of a relationship is sex. But, you know, for me, you know, I think it's one and the same. Sex, fellatio, it may be, you know, about 75% in my opinion.
Get out of
well,
here.
Well, DD, CeeLo, I need them
Did you
to
say
call
get out of here? Did you say get
yes,
out of here?
Get out of here.
I said
get out
she
of here.
It
well, why are we,
in my opinion.
But why are we only... Why are we only speaking about fellatio? Hello, there's also cunnilingus we need to speak about.
Yeah, that right there.
Cunnilingus.
That's right.
Everyone may not be familiar with the term, but Dee Dee, you better school them as to what cunnilingus is.
It's the female version of getting hit. Ooh, I mean, fellatio.
The female version of fellatio, right.
There you go.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Hey, no. This is a very intelligent but very ignorant show. I love it.
Yeah, but look, it's very important. It's part
it
of,
is.
It regardless.
Well, I'm gonna say
care.
This for a
I'll
man.
See what happened afterwards? That's very important.
I've learned this from my marriage that I now understand how imperative. It's past important. It's imperative for a man to receive a fellatio.
Yes,
I
it
think
is.
Man
yes,
shed
is.
Tears behind not getting it. So apparently
yes,
it is imperative.
No, I'm not going to cry now. That's strange.
Hey, every man on how the person
every
does
man
it if you want to do it. You
know
might cry.
But cunnilingus, for me personally, it's not as imperative. Some women may feel different. I guess I only can speak off of my experiences. However, I'm going to just say, I know fellatio is very important. Cunnilingus, the jury's still out on that. I don't know.
Cunnilingus,
yeah.
Folks, if you've never known that the female version, what the proper term for the female version of fellatio is cunnilingus. And for those folks who are still wondering what the hell fellatio is,
cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus. I actually never heard that term before prior to today. I've never heard that ever in my life.
Oh, wow.
Never heard that. Maybe I'm one-sided.
Maybe you don't do
no,
it.
Never
not.
Heard that. Hey, that might be why I don't know
hey.
What the term is.
Hey.
There you go.
I personally just, you know, I'm ignorant like Moses. Like, I be getting some, I mean, you know, I just go with that. But fellatio and cunnilingus is the proper terms. Folks, if you just tuned into the show tonight, how important is sex in a relationship? I'm far from being Dr. Phil, but we wanted to flip the conversation tonight from an oh-so-serious topic to a pretty interesting topic. Sex is all over the place. Sex is in our music. Sex is on our billboards. Sex is on TV. Sex is in our films. So at the end of the day, young people are kind of overwhelmed by sex. Again, I want to put this disclaimer out there. Sex should always be safe. And truly, sex should be something that, you know, grown people Okay, and grown in your mind might not be grown in mine. Grown in my mind might not be grown in yours. But for grown people who can make a consensual, responsible, you know, decision. And again, if you're going to decide to make that decision, make sure it's safe. wow, how important is sex in a relationship? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Toya, how important is sex in your relationship?
What? What did you just say? Who just had sex with
how important is sex in your relationship?
Is sex not important in every relationship? Can you have a relationship and not have sex?
I think some people can. I hear about people sleeping in two separate beds every night.
They may be sleeping in two
strokes for different folks. And I'm talking about married people who sleep in two separate beds.
Oh, well, they may not be having sex in that relationship, but I'm sure they're having sex in another one.
So, in a roundabout way, you just said that sex is important in your relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was so non-direct.
Hey, yeah. Is it not important in everybody's relationship? No. No. Toya. Since you don't want to go there, I won't make you talk tonight. How important is cuddlingus in your relationship?
cuddlingus? I can do without. I'm good. I don't have to have a cuddlingus performed on me. I'm okay.
Okay. Okay, that's what's good. CeeLo, I guess, you're the one who's forcing that particular activity there.
No. No, you're not.
I just that is very important. it's very important for the enjoyment.
It is very important.
But that's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? That's for, you know, each party involved. It's like, hey, you know, it makes it, yeah,
it's
beautiful.
It's been known to break up a happy home if it's not done.
You get high five. Tell them about it.
Been known to break up happy homes.
A happy home. You know what, OD?
It should. It has. I'm just keeping it. It has. You know, it should be in wedding vows. I've been known for it to break up a happy home. Everything perfect about this person. You know, because that's like one of the last things you ask for, you know what I'm saying? When you get to know, that's like the last. If you a dude, that's the last thing you ask for, right? You get yourself all hyped up for it. Okay, you know about everything. You even have sex with her, but when it's time for that, she say no, she don't do that. Oh, you just feel like you've been lied to. You feel like you've been had. You waste all this time. Hell, because you do it. And they say, I don't want it, so it ain't no need for that. But it's just something that's supposed to be, I don't know, if you don't do it, then you with the wrong person. Well, mom, we got to do it. That's just how I feel. To each his own, though.
Absolutely, to each his own. Stand by. Area code 443, last four digits, 9510. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in a relationship?
Hey, man, what's up? This is Bishop calling in from Baltimore. What's going on, man?
Bishop,
special guest
tonight. Hey, welcome to the show. This is singer, songwriter, celebrity stylist, my man Bishop, hanging out with us live from Baltimore. Hey, Don, how important is sex in a relationship?
Well, on a scale from 1 to 10, we're going to go with a 10.5.
10.5.
Hey,
that's pretty important right there.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
folks,
how about
you just tuned into the show? Tonight, how important is sex in a relationship with our special guest, singer, songwriter, celebrity stylist, Don Sykes. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, I was continuing the question because it's a three-part question. Okay, how about
fellatio? Go ahead and ask that next question.
Yeah, how about fellatio? How important is
fellatio? Scale from 1 to 10?
Yes.
We're going to go for 10.5.
All right. Okay. Now, the third part of the question, cunnilingus. How important is that in the relationship?
What
cunnilingus. It's the female version of fellatio.
conga lane. Condoleezza Rice.
No, not Condoleezza.
Y'all done put nicknames to it. First y'all got Vajayjay, now y'all got Condoleezza. What's going on?
Condoleezza
Rice. I don't want no
okay.
part of that.
Look. Yes. You cannot make this up. Nobody wrote this stuff, people. Oh,
answer that question,
on
my friend.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 10, we'll go about a good 7.5.
Aw,
Hey, we'll be right back with our special guest, my man Don Sykes, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland tonight. Singer, songwriter, celebrity stylist. We'll be right back. It's 10:30.
On you,
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Maybe if I told you where Versace.
Live, your hip hop informer. Welcome back. That was one of my favorite groups, Drew Hill. Tell Me, a throwback with our special guest Don Sykes, live out of Baltimore, Maryland tonight. Again, welcome to the show, my dude. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the world.
Okay. I think I know those people, them drill people. I think I heard them before, you know. But anyway, yeah, my name is Don Sykes, calling out of Baltimore, Baltimore, Maryland. You know, coming to you strong on a nice, what's the day, Wednesday? Good old Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Partially.
Tell the folks what you do, man. You travel the world. You just came back from Australia, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We had a nice little Australian run. We went to Sydney, Melbourne, and Canberra. That's the capital of Australia. Man, we had
You also went to Africa this year, right? I actually ran into you in the airport coming back from Africa.
Yeah, that was actually in the beginning of the year. We was over in the Congo. Had a good old show over in the Congo. We was in Kinshasa. That's what it was.
Kinshasa.
I know, it was beautiful.
It was the motherland. Oh, man, it was really, really nice over there.
Wow,
really nice.
Look.
We drank the water, though.
Hey, do they really walk around with exposed breasts in Africa? Or is that just the Fig Newton of our imagination and bad media?
Yeah, we're going to go with the bad media.
Yeah.
Nah, they don't do the breasts hanging to the kneecaps. Nah, they got bras now.
Wow.
They got bras now.
Who knew? Jill Scott brought them to bras. Yes, that's what that was.
That's funny. How long you been in the game, Don Juan? How long you actually been doing this? You a songwriter, singer, and a celebrity stylist.
Well, wow, yeah. It sounds like a lot, doesn't it? Until the money catches up, then that's when it makes some sense. No, but
that's right.
I've been doing this for a while, man. I've been writing songs all my life, man. I'm 35 years. I'm going to be 35 July. So I think I've been doing this ever since I was like about 14 years old. I would say about 20 years.
Congratulations.
And, all right. You know, I've been dressing myself for 34 years. Well, not 34, but, you know, all my life. So, you know, I got a little key eye for the good clothes.
Right.
And, I try to make my life worth living, you know.
You're doing everything you enjoy, though, right?
Yes, I am. I really am. You know, I really am. And it's been a long time coming, so. You know, I just say to anybody that's in the industry, just go ahead and have a little bit of patience. And, you know, it's not always about the money. It's about the opportunity. So.
Exactly. High five.
Yeah.
More people need to speak like that. Oh, this is
But the money though. Is good. Money is good.
Yeah. Well, look, so I said earlier that this is CeeLo from out of Charlotte.
Okay.
I said earlier that money affects. Like your sex life as well. Do you agree with that or no?
It really does. It really does because depending on who has the money, then that's who controls the sex. And
right.
That's how I feel it.
Okay. I guess. I don't know.
Whoever has the money controls the sex. All right.
Yes.
Well, see, I don't agree with that. But I mean, it's like... I don't think I don't agree with who has the most money. I think that whoever's not contributing will disrupt, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? It's like
that's the same thing, right?
No,
like,
I mean,
to some extent, right?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, okay, fine, I'll stay with that. All right, I'm not going to argue.
No, I don't know if whoever controls who. I'm not sure if you have the money, you control the sex because OD just said it. He said his uncle's been unemployed for like 10 years, and you know because he's a slinger, you know he keeps the house clean and he has somewhere to live because he know how to rock it. You know what I'm saying? So he don't have the money, but he know how to rock it.
Well, I'm saying, if you take two people with no money, then what you gonna get? The same result, right? So if you have one person with money and one with none, then, you know, one with some and one with none, then the one with some is going to control it. But if you take two individuals, not saying that they don't have any money, but if you take two individuals, one not having any money, and then the other one is really forgiving of that, then more than likely they're probably in the same boat.
You know what, I can get with that to a certain degree, because if the wife is the one with the money, and at the end of the day she can be the one, you know, to kind of pull the rug from under him and put him out, you know, I guess she controls the situation. Folks, if you've just tuned into the show, it's Wednesday, November 3rd, the day after Election Day, and we as Democrats did not do good. But tonight the conversation surrounds sex and not politics. How important is sex or fellatio in a relationship? And not just fellatio. What's
Condoleezza.
The other word? I just can't remember. I can't. You said Condoleezza.
Condoleezza.
Condoleezza. Toya, what's the word?
I think we should call it Condoleezza. I don't know.
It's Condoleezza.
Hey, that's easier for me. It is now officially Condoleezza.
Condoleezza.
How is the relationship?
Monica and Condoleezza. So, like, what is that? That's a what? That's a double right there. Monica and Condoleezza.
That's what it is. Monica
like
and Condoleezza.
They kind of go together.
Did you say Monica?
Yes. And Condoleezza, yes. Can I get a Monica and a Condoleezza?
Nah.
How about Condoleezza Lewinsky?
Not Condoleezza Lewinsky.
I like Condoleezza.
Yeah, Condoleezza Lewinsky. That's
all. My man would like Lewinsky, and I like Condoleezza. Is that on the
Y'all
menu?
Y'all off the chain. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. Hey, coming up, we got our finance segment live out of Delaware. We got my man Don Sykes hanging out with us for the hour. 917-889-3926. If you got new music that you want to spotlight here on the show, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We will play it. Hey, my man Don Sykes actually wrote a track that's on the new Independence Day record. Tell us about that record. We don't have it, but we're going to get it and make sure that we rock that joint for you.
Man, you got to go ahead and download that. You got to download that off of iTunes, man. You got to go ahead and get that, you know.
Folks,
go ahead and grab that.
We will have it for you in a couple of shows. Hey, let me tell you this. Let me be honest. We actually tried to grab it, but we can't play MP4 tracks, and iTunes is an MP4. We need an MP3 or a WAV file. So if you're sending us music, make sure it's an MP3 or a WAV file, because I can't convert the MP4s. But tell us the name of the track and how you came about writing that joint for on this new project.
Well, the track is called Do It Again. It's number 2 on new Drew album, Independence Day. It dropped on July the 27th, 2010. It was actually my birthday that day, so it was a double present for me or whatever.
No doubt.
Me and Tao was actually, Tao, that's the new member of Drew Hill. We was actually working on a track together. And what happened was Cisco had got a little breather of the track, and he jumped on the track and put his vocals on the top, and Drew Hill came behind and put the harmony on, and they, you know, that was pretty much icing on the cake, and that was the last record that they put on the album. So that's how that goes.
That's a good look.
Me and Tao just banged out the hook in a couple verses, and Cisco came on and put his little fire on it, and then it was just, you know, history ever since.
That's what's good. My man Don Sykes live out of Baltimore, Maryland tonight. Stand by. We got our finance segment coming from Toya, Newark, Delaware. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Woman cash, close calls, any day now, making rich off these funds. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gonna blow, but sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody shows sold. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dead to take flossing. In this fast life, we don't never proceed with caution. Green light stuck in, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag or nothing. I'm just trying to make it with those who have made it. The only thing I'm missing is they is when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view, I can see the vision. More bars to prison, at least in the death row. And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow.
They want the fame when I walk forward. Concerned about these women getting caught. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When the vision never gets so low. You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Pocketbook Gucci, role model, pet stats, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie.
Like that.
Took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi.
Like
started asking questions, like how much the room cost. Sold a 500, but it's for the Lola. My people's running dead, $30 even less. Than that car we was in, ain't a car that I be in.
Ain't my car,
but she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain so I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so long? And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why I'm in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Our vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like pay the fool at the end of the movie. Everybody making rain, everybody wearing jewelry, everybody gangster. Till they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Feeling for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Gotti. Nah, but that you ain't Harley.
Yeah.
Just when you caught a homie, you used to work a hard
right?
Being fake and hard to hide, so anything is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary-eyed. Rest in peace to the game. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why I'm in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When did our vision never get so lost? You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Yeah, that feeling. Want it so bad, we'll sell our soul for the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man, flop, roller, ha.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live, my man Law featuring C Roller. That joint is called Glamour. If you're in Virginia Beach, VA tomorrow night, stop past Peabody's. Check out my man Overdose. He got something for ya. Here's Toya live from Delaware.
Good evening again.
I just wanted to give everyone information on steps to negotiating debt with creditors. We all know if you don't pay your debt on time or make your monthly payments on time, then credit card companies will report your delinquency status to the major credit bureaus. And as a result, that will lower your credit score. Especially right now, a lot of people are having a hard time meeting just their necessities at home, mortgage, utilities, and things of that sort. So they don't really have the money to make their minimum monthly payments. So one thing you do want to do is at least pay your credit card company something. If you can't pay them everything that you owe them on their monthly payment, at least make good faith payments so they know that you are interested in paying your debt. Now, making good faith payments by itself may not be enough, because if you owe $75 a month and you're only paying $20 a month, you're still getting paid, hit with maybe late payment fees, over limit fees, and your interest rate may go up. So instead of just making payments that are not the amount that are due, what you want to do is contact the creditors and actually negotiate deals with them. Just give them a brief summary of what, you know, your situation is. You don't have to give a long, drawn-out story, because most of them don't want to hear it. Of course, tell them what you can't pay, but tell them what you are able to pay and when you are able to pay. Most of the time, they will accept money. It may not be what they want or what is owed, but some money is better than nothing, especially when most people, when they can't pay, they won't pay anything at all. So, again, tell the creditors what you can pay and when you can pay it. Don't just stop there. Also ask that they remove any delinquencies from your account. Ask them to stop any over-limit fees and stop any late payment fees, and also ask them if they can reduce the interest rate. If they lower the interest rate, then the majority of your payment will go to your principal and not the interest on your balance. So that's one important thing you need to do. If for some reason they say they can't help you with this, then don't just speak to the person that's on the phone. You can hang up. You can call back later that day or another day and speak with another representative, or you can simply ask to speak to a supervisor. A lot of credit card companies have repayment programs in effect, but you have to ask for them. You don't know what's offered to you unless you actually call and ask them what they can offer you. As soon as you start a payment plan with a creditor, you have to make sure you follow through with it, because most of the time if you do not, then they won't offer that same payment program to you again, and then any fees that they agree to not charge you, if you don't follow through with the plan, they'll add that back to your account, and that's something you don't want to happen. Another thing that you can do is make sure you find out if the account is still in-house, which means it hasn't been sent to an actual collection agency. If it hasn't been sent to a collection agency and it hasn't been charged off, most of the time you can make arrangements with the company. Again, they want some money, opposed to not getting any money at all. So if the account has not been charged off, offer some money and set up a payment plan. If it has been charged off, you need to find out where it's been sent, and then you can try to contact the collection agency to negotiate a debt settlement. Most of the time when it gets to a collection agency, there's only a couple things that you can do. Of course, if you can't pay it when it was at the original creditor, you probably don't have the money to pay it once it goes to collections. But if if it's sent out of their in-house collections and it's written off or charged off and sent to a collection agency, you can offer a lump sum payment to settle the debt. For example, if you owe $10,000 of credit card debt, you could offer to settle for 65% and pay the creditor $6,500 and ask them to remove the negative entry from your credit report. And if you can't come up with a full lump sum, then, again, you can ask if monthly payments can be made every month until the account is paid in full. Whatever you negotiate, make sure you always get something in writing, because verbal agreements are not going to work if you're sent from charge-off in collections if they actually sue you for the money. So make sure that you always get any type of negotiation in some type of informal writing. Another thing you need to make sure you do is make sure you start with the lowest balances first, pay off the lower balances first, and then move on to the higher balances. Just keep in mind that mostly all negative credit reports stay on your actual credit report for about 7 to 10 years, depending on what state you're in. That's a long time. So if you can try to get a hold of it before it's actually reported to the credit bureaus, that will help you a lot. Again, don't ask the creditor what amount they're willing to accept. Just tell them what you can pay, and don't let them bully you into paying something that you cannot afford. Obviously, you can't make the payments, and that's how you end up in the situation you're in. So don't let them tell you you can pay more than what you can actually afford. Keep in mind, if you make a settlement, most creditors, if they settle for something that is 60% or less than what is owed, then that amount that you did not pay can be not written off on your taxes, but charged to you in the form of taxes. And I'm assuming Ms. Willingham might have more information on this since she is actually an accountant, and that's what she's familiar with. But I do know that if you do settle and the amount is more than 60% that is owed that you settle on, you may end up having to pay for that in taxes because it's somehow calculated as income because you're not paying that debt now. So just keep that in mind. Another thing you need to do is make sure you do not make sure you don't dodge the calls. When the calls start coming in, answer the calls right away to start negotiating so that you can make sure you keep the account, again, in-house and not charged off. Make sure that anything you agree to, you always follow up and have that in writing. And most credit card companies, when you make a settlement, they will send a letter to you confirming the agreement that was made. And make sure you, when you make an agreement, you follow through with it, because if not, the credit card companies will proceed with further actions as far as collections and suing you for the money, and that's something you don't want. And you also want to make sure that you do have other options. If later on down the line you fall into hard times again, the company won't be leery as to giving you the, another form of settlement payment. So just keep that in mind. And that's it.
Stop ducking your creditors, folks. Live out of Newark, Delaware, that's Toya. We appreciate our finance tips each and every night we're on the air. Folks, again, if you are in the Virginia Beach, VA area tomorrow night, stop past Peabody's. Check out OD, my man Overdose, along with a couple of artists. They're trying to put it down as best they can. We got my man Don Sykes, songwriter, celebrity stylist, and singer hanging out with us. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
TM Hyman Radio Live. That's one of those joints off of the new Independence Day record. It's called She Wants Me. Let's go to the lines. Area code 253, last four digits, 3195. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in a relationship?
Hey, what's up? My name's Shay. I'm calling from Seattle, and I think sex is
very important in a relationship.
Heck
way
yeah.
Out there on the West Coast. What's going on, Mama? Thanks for calling in. You said sex is very important in a relationship.
Heck yeah. I'm sorry. You know, of course, personality is key, but, you know, you're going to be with somebody for a year, even like 6 months. Eventually, you know, it's going to move from talking to you're going to want to do something in the bedroom. And if, you know, the sex isn't on point, then I really don't believe it's going to last. You can teach people stuff, but you obviously want somebody to come with some sort of game in the bedroom. You don't want to play teacher all the time.
You don't want to play teacher all the time. Don, she don't want to be a teacher in the bedroom.
Heck no. You know, come prepared.
Come prepared. That's what's good, Mama. Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for calling all the way from Seattle, Washington. Keep hanging out with us, all right? Appreciate the love.
No problem.
Area code 404, last four digits 2177. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in a relationship? They're gone. Folks, we're back. If you just tuned into the show, we're talking about sex, we're talking about fellatio, and we're talking about Condoleezza tonight. How important is it in a relationship? Wow, with celebrity stylist, singer, songwriter, my man Don Sykes, live out of Baltimore tonight. Don.
You.
What's been your wackiest sex experience in a relationship? And then I got a question for the angels.
Now, in a relationship?
The wackiest. The wackiest in a relationship.
Oh, I was just about to name a situation. You want me to go that deep?
Go for it.
Taking a ride down the Beltway and she can't get over the gas shift. She can't get over. She can't maneuver her way over the gas shift.
On the Beltway. On the Beltway.
On the Beltway. Now go fast.
Did she get
stuck?
That's
wacky. That's more dangerous than wacky, but definitely wacky. Angels, this is my question for those who are married. They say sex decreases once you jump the broom. Is that true? And do you hold the sex back from your mate in a marriage?
No, you don't hold the sex back. Like when you say, you mean like as a form of punishment? Or I don't understand
Absolutely.
What you mean by hold the
Absolutely.
Sex back.
I like punishment.
No.
Because you like punishment.
What type of punishment are you looking for?
Okay. Hold on.
No. You don't hold sex back as a form of punishment. No.
If you hold it back for me too long, when I get it, it's going to be punishment.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
why you like punishment.
Wait a minute.
That's why you like now, that makes sense, sorry, why you like punishment. Didi, in your marriage, did you ever hold back the sex?
Yes, I did, because my sex was attached to my emotions. And if I'm pissed off with you, the last thing, I'm not going to feel you on top of me. So, yeah. See, like CeeLo was saying, sex is attached to money for her. Sex is attached to emotion. And if you've pissed me off, if I'm mad with you, the last thing you don't even think about looking, giving me the googly eyes, please. I'm going to put my furry pants on, my long socks,
furry pants.
And I'm sleeping in a panty.
So you like furry pants, Doug?
I like furry pants.
Oh, okay.
Makes it harder to get
like.
But, yeah, it's, yeah, I mean, I don't so much, I didn't use it so much as a form of punishment, but I was turned off. Like I said, it's attached to my emotions. So whenever my emotions were affected in an ill way, then sex was affected.
The water was turned off. Area code 404, last four digits, 2177. They're back with us. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in the relationship?
What's up, homie? This is Law right here, L.A. Duh, Lawless.
Lawless. Yo, we just played that new joint, Glamorous, man. That's a hot joint. How important is sex in your relationship, Law?
That's very, very important, man. It shouldn't be all, it shouldn't be 100% important, but it's definitely important, you know what I'm saying? That shouldn't be the only thing important, but it's definitely important, you know what I mean?
All right, that's the first question. Now, how important is fellatio in a relationship?
How important is fellatio in a relationship? I mean, I guess it depends on the person, really, you know what I'm saying? I guess it all depends on what type of relationship you got to start off with and how that relationship started in the first place, yeah. All
right. That's what's good. Now, Toya, go ahead and ask him the third question.
How important is cunnilingus in a relationship?
Is what?
How important
is
cunnilingus in a relationship?
Hold on, run that by me one more time. I don't think I heard that word before.
We need our special guest to explain what Condoleezza is.
Tell them what Condoleezza is.
Condoleezza is the act of oral pleasure from a male to a female.
From a male to a female.
Yeah, that means they're getting up in the middle.
I mean, shit. Hopefully, in my sake, it ain't that damn important. I'm fucking with you. You know? It all depends on the relationship, man. But in my situation, I hope it ain't that important, sweetheart. You know what I mean? Cause, you know what I mean? I got to be in the right mood to do all that. I ain't going to say I don't. I'm a grown man. But I got to be in the right mood. They got to keep doing that. You feel me? I can't. You know what I mean? That ain't no daily thing for a nigga like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my
thing. We on the same team, my dude. We on the same team. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, we got my man Lawless hanging out with our celebrity stylist, singer-songwriter, my man Don Sykes, coming live out of Baltimore tonight. The topic is, how important is sex in your relationship? We talking about fellatio. We talking about cunnilingus, a word I have never heard prior to today. This is a very intelligent yet ignorant-ass show, and I love it.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely. Area code 757, last four digits, 1837. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in your relationship?
Oh my God. How everybody doing? I know y'all haven't heard from me in a minute. This is the one of them Ames.
Ames in the building.
Hey. Fellatio. Everything to a man. And what's the other one?
Cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus?
Cunnilingus. Just say Condoleezza.
Oh my God. Condoleezza.
Yes. They renamed it to Condoleezza.
Can you put that in a sentence for me, please?
I'm going to let Toya put it in a sentence.
Oh my God, I got her this one.
Condoleezza? Or your sexual partner?
Use the correct term in a sentence for us, Toya, since you introduced that word to us tonight. Well,
I don't believe no one else has ever heard that word besides me.
I have never heard that word before in my life.
I'm sure the females have heard it. CeeLo, DeeDee. Am I like making this up? No, I'm not. But
I mean, heard it before, but probably ignored it because it didn't sound right. It sounds like something,
no.
Right? That you contract. That doesn't even sound sexy at all. Can you
whip
my can you perform cunnilingus on me? What?
Cunnilingus.
It is. There's that word in the sentence, Eddie. Ames, there it is in the sentence.
She did a very wonderful job, but me, my friend, I couldn't use those words in the sentence.
either one. But I understand.
So how important is Condoleezza? How important is Condoleezza?
Oh.
Which is just the female version of Felicia.
Hold on. Condoleezza. Y'all mean like Condoleezza Rice? Is that what y'all saying, man?
We just renamed it. We renamed it.
Y'all on the chain, man.
Yeah, it's so hard to pronounce. We just renamed it.
Oh yeah.
Straight out of Baltimore.
That was funny.
What's up, Don? What's up, man? What's going on?
Man, ain't time on that, man. Laying low, staying out the way, man.
I hear that.
Hey, ATL, okay, so now that I got her to use in the sentence, to me, they're both important because, you know, if there's only one side, that means there's only one side in the relationship, if y'all understand what I'm saying. If only one person doing all the work, you know, the other person is doing something else.
All right, wow. So how important is it?
I would hope to everybody it is a good point to have in your life. If not, then something's wrong.
All right, stand by, my dudes. Just stand by. 917-889-3926. This is an interesting combo we got cracking. A whole bunch of folks is weighing in. Area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. How important is sex in your relationship?
This is Coop calling from D.C.
Coop, what's cracking, homie?
Hey, what's going on, man? This is a good conversation right here. Sex is very important. And fellatio is probably even more important.
No,
but the
Condoleezza. Just go ahead and keep it simple. Condoleezza.
Yeah. I don't know about no Condoleezza because she's a Republican, but if you want to call it something else, like eating pie or something like that, there's no problem with it.
You can't write it. I'm telling you. This is beautiful. I love it.
I like that, though. Who made that up? CeeLo, you made that up, Condoleezza?
I did not do that.
Oh, no, that was Don. That was my man Don.
I like that very much right now, man. Let me get some Condoleezza, man. Stop playing me, man. I like that.
If you just tuned into the show, my friends, you can see this is an interesting one tonight. Yo, continue to tighten up your belt buckle because we're going to keep this ride going. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Folks are weighing in from all over the country. We got my special guest, my man Don Sykes, hanging out with us. Singer, songwriter, celebrity, stylist. I'm going to open up the line to the artist. I want the artist to have a conversation for a minute right after this joint so that we can make sure that we're taking advantage of our resources. A lot of artists checking in tonight. 917-889-3926. After this joint, we have our national Condoleezza. Our national and entertainment news jumping off. Y'all know it's only right here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
I got him. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full.
yeah, she ran it back. Getting where that money at, yeah, like the study told her, yeah. Capricorn, till you get to the money, your word is born. Bottles coming pink, one spilling while I'm chilling. My lady with me, but it's plenty women in the building. So I spot them, I see them, then I got them. No problem, I holler. Like mama, I'm Mr. Seven Cities. 20 cars in the front, 10 deep, we inside. I'm just saying for the ladies, just in case they wanna ride. Pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar, and stay in front of you got it, you got it, you got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Nails on the hair like, yeah, I know you feeling me. You got it, you got it, you got it. I got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. Rose copping, champagne popping, till the night we club hopping. Ladies jockeying, money dropping, no limit is not stopping. Bag chicks all around me, a dime a dozen. Call it groupie loving, she came in with her husband. This is my party, yeah, no phonies, I'm sorry. Chase the smoke with Bacardi, not for me, but just call me. When the models here, oh yeah, so we can get right. Day and night, party, party, party with the week flight. Monday to Sunday, plane flights one way. Ride waiting for me before I take off the runway. I know you want me, with my lady feeling like. First match the outfit and belly ring looking nice. Nails, ooh, open toes showing off the feet. Lip gloss looking luscious, I wanna eat. Your body working hard, need to be promoted. Gloss on the job, plus my pants fully loaded. My pants looking loaded, put my pockets full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay in front of me. You got it, you got it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Looking out to the hair like, yeah, I know you feeling me. You got it, you got it, you got it, oh, you got it, oh, I got it. Take a picture camera on, paparazzi all around. Throw a stack, blow it down, party pack, we all around. DJ spinning crazy, the club crunk. A few mean mugging, like, we don't stun the club chunk. She throwing back her dump truck, gotta fill it up with bucks. Do it up, cause it's the first party of the month. Club Phoenix, you know how we do it. Now play my theme music. They hate me, but gotta love me in the worst way. Like the blow pop like candy. It's my birthday. Ladies, we got them in the club. Everybody air it out, cause it's all love. Drinks kicking in, so everybody comfy. Mommy keeps eyeing me down, I'm like she want me. Haters looking grumpy, at the bar slumpy. But it don't matter at all, cause I know they see. My pants looking loaded from my pocket full of money. Pull up to the club, hit the bar and stay in front of me. You got it, you got it, you got it, I got it. Oh, you got it, oh, I got it. You got your nice jeans on, body looking stunning. Now it's time to have like, yeah, I know you feel alive.
WHAC, that dude Vell, it's called You Got 'Em. Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. She likes Condoleezza. It's CeeLo.
Oh my goodness. Stop throwing me under the bus. Look. Look, all right. So your entertainment news for tonight. Okay, let's start in Los Angeles. Okay, so next week, Monday, Oprah is supposed to be interviewing Michael Jackson's mother, Catherine, and his three children.
So oh, that's going to be hot.
Right, this is going to be a rare, you know, TV appearance. Because, you know, Catherine really hasn't been, you know, talking to anybody since, you know, her son's death last June. So I want to see that. I want to stay tuned for that because that's going to be interesting. You know, the kids are getting big. You know, they used to be, like, you know, behind the scenes more so. And now since his death, it's like, you know, they're getting the same love that their father was receiving. So, well, moving on, and this is some good things. I know we've been talking about politics for the last couple of weeks. But did you guys hear about, like, the Federal Reserve, they launched this new policy on this past Wednesday, committing to buy $600 billion in government bonds by the middle of next year, just to attempt to, you know, breathe some life into the economy. So I
right.
think that's big. I mean, that would give us, you
we
know.
We need life. We need some life in this economy.
Right, that would give us
some
life and really give us something to look forward to, especially, you know, us as entrepreneurs. That's more money in the bank for us. So Because the Federal Reserve, they're kind of disappointed in, you know, how the economy is, but they do kind of, they do regulate the money. So if they're the ones,
as long as those bonds, as long as those bonds don't lose value over, you know, over time, being that, you know, we found out that the government's bouncing checks out this mofo.
Right, right, right. So it's like, right, and it does depend, and this is why we voted yesterday, though. You know what I'm saying? Our voices were still heard, regardless of what the outcome was. Our voices were still heard.
That's right.
But look, still in the government world, after 5 years, right, George Bush sat down with Matt Lauer, and he finally broke his five-year silence about the comments that, Kanye made back in September of 2005. When,
yeah.
Well, he was doing a benefit concert for the Hurricane Katrina relief, and that's when Kanye was like, you know, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Yeah. And so, you know, George Bush was like, well, he's calling me a racist, and he was like, out of everything that he had to deal with, he was like, that was one of the things that he remembers, and he didn't like it or whatever. So, but not the funny thing about it, but, you know, like, they say, like, Kanye's selfish behavior is speculated the reason why, like, he wasn't, that he was banned from the Hope for Haiti. Remember when they did that telethon earlier this year? And he wasn't involved in that because they were like, his attitude, his behavior, you know, he's selfish. So, But look, so how about this? George Bush is coming up with a new book called Decision Points. I don't have a release date yet for it, but I'll let everybody know because I know Republicans listen to this you know, to the show, too. And intellectuals like to read, you know, about the other side as well. So, and just a little bit about some music information. Nicki Minaj, she spoke out about wanting to go back to her given name, Nicki Mirage, because she said she got the Minaj from her first producer because he didn't like Mirage. So, but she wants to go back to that, but she's saying she's keeping Minaj for right now because her little Barbies, and her male fans, they love that name. And but she did say that she's going to be introducing a host of other personalities on her upcoming album, Pink Friday, that's set to be released November 23rd. And
we like Onika Mirage on this show. We like
Okay,
Onika.
She's gorgeous. And last but not least, y'all don't forget, you know, everybody in the Virginia Hampton Roads area, don't forget to check my man Overdose out tomorrow night. He'll be performing at Peabody's, located at 21st and Pacific in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So y'all don't forget to check him out. Much love. And that is your entertainment news, world news for October something, 2009.
October 3rd, woman.
I mean,
October 3rd. Hey, you know what? Before we end this segment, hey Don, go ahead and tell the people about the initiative that you got with breast cancer in that Gucci bag. Is it a Gucci bag or a Louis bag?
No, brother, it's a Louis bag. Okay.
A Louis bag. Go ahead and let the people know what you're trying to do.
All right, what I'm doing is it's just a way that I was just trying to get back. What I did was I went to the Louis Vuitton store and I purchased a one-of-a-kind bag valued at over $1,100. And what I'm doing is I was selling raffle tickets, just enough to cover the bag, and I was going to give the bag away to someone, you know, that's actually suffering from breast cancer or knows someone that is dealing with breast cancer. And actually, at the end of the raffle, I was actually going to take 20 to 30 females out for dinner and wine. So,
And that's 20 to 30 females who actually suffered or who are survivors of breast cancer, right?
And or friends of. It doesn't even matter. It's just
and or friends of.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. More to come on that initiative. I just want to make sure we're promoting anything that's positive. So I thought that was appropriate with entertainment news, folks. Last month, you know, was Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But just because the month of October is over doesn't mean people still aren't struggling with breast cancer. Don has someone very close to him that's a survivor of breast cancer. So more to come. Don, give folks your Facebook account so we can follow you on Facebook so we can support that effort.
Okay, my Facebook address is dsykes, that's D-S-Y-K-E-S, 501 @yahoo.com. Go ahead and send me out a friend request,
and I'll make sure I get back with you.
Entertainment and national news live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. As always, CeeLo, we appreciate you. Folks, tonight we're talking about sex in your relationships, fellatio and all that. It's 11:27 where I am. We'll be back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live. I'm in love with Demby, the home of the late great DJ Law. You've tuned into a very interesting program tonight. How important is sex in your relationship? I got my man Don Sykes, celebrity stylist, singer, songwriter. Don, thanks for hanging out with us tonight, man. The line is open up to the artist, OD, my man Lawless. You on with Don? Any questions you want to get in while we got a celebrity on the line with us?
What's up, man?
What's going on, bro?
What's digging? How's that? What part of Baltimore are you? What part of Baltimore are you be in? You be in the city or you be in the county?
More west. Park Heights, you know what
that's. Huh?
Over West Beemore.
Oh yeah, I'm be over there on the east side or whatever. I grew up over east.
That's what it is.
I guess that's why Connelly's and all that is a 10.5 on your scale, like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I knew he had some similarities is the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I was feeling or whatever, because it ain't no way. If you believe 50-50, your whole relationship is 50-50, you pay half the bill, half. You get half the food, half. You pay half the rent, half. Cable bill. I ain't about to be the only one giving fellatio hair, that word or whatever. I ain't about to be the only one doing that. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real.
Yeah, I feel you, man. All day. Well, see, Condoleezza was on. She was a 7.5 for me. 7.5.
Yeah, you said Condi's a 7.5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more of a Felicio fan. That's what it's 10 and a half, you know, and stuff. I don't like. I was taught from a little boy, though, like, you want to keep them happy, like, and what you won't do, somebody else will. Somebody with a 10, because look, right, boom, peep game, right? Okay, boom. If you a dude and you mess with your girl, you be like, I ain't going to do that, boom, bye, bye, but you good. You hitting on every other angle. You paying for everything. And I meet her in the club, and I give her that kind of lease. I give her that good kind of lease. And one night, I done expose her to something totally different. You know what
in
I'm saying?
Club?
So, like, it's a,
hey, yeah.
You popping Condoleezza in the club, yeah? I'm saying, if I meet her, okay, boy, it's your girl, right? Or is anybody girl? It's a girl with her boyfriend. Don't give her that. You feel me? If I come along and boom, I lay it on her, I can expose her to something totally different. You know what I'm saying? She don't want to come
play. He won't say it in the club. He said if he met her in the club.
All right. Oh no, I don't be going down like that.
Well, see, check it out though. But I have noticed, like, over my years of, you know, being sexually experienced or whatever, like, just like that could become like a special treat. So, you know, if I don't give it to her on a regular, you know what I'm saying, she know that it's coming. She just don't know when it's coming. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't like she's starving, you know, for some Condoleezza. You know what I mean? She ain't starving for no Condoleezza. So it's pretty much like, you know, I think men crave it a little bit more than, you know, women do. So, you know, it could be like a special treat for the females. You know what I mean? So that's more like a man. That's more like a man thing. It's more like a fetish for guys to do that shit. And it's like, for, you know, it's enjoyment for the females. You know what I'm saying? On other tips, so.
No doubt. Coop, out of D.C. tonight. Coop, you said you ain't down with Condi. She a Republican.
I'm just not down with the name. I'm down with Condi. I prefer, you know, you want to call it pie eating or whatever. You know, ice cream go good with pie, whipped cream, whatever. I'm fine with that. I just wasn't down with the name.
My thing is this. One, you just can't be doing, you know, you can't be giving pie to random women. Because, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's not zest fresh out this joint.
But
guess what? There's some women that might feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? And I say the same. You can't be doing everything with everybody. However, I think it's unanimous. You know, fellatio is important in the lives of men. You know, it's important in the lives of men. And ladies, I think that's something that's been clearly communicated tonight. If you've just tuned into the show, folks, you are tuned to TMI and Radio Live. We got about 25 minutes left in the show. Hanging out with us tonight is singer, songwriter, celebrity stylist, my man Don Sites out of Baltimore. Does a whole lot of work with some folks, specifically Drew Hill. Go check out that new Independence Day, right? That's the name of the record.
Independence Day, yep, Independence Day.
Independence Day, done. Got a track up there. Support the record, support my dude, as we support you. Hey, this has been an interesting one tonight. Coming up shortly, we have a health and wellness segment. Law, you still there with us, man?
I'm still here, homie.
Hey, that glamorous joint. Is it glamorous or glamour?
It's glamour. Yeah, just everybody want that glamour. Everybody want that fame. Yeah, it's glamour. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
appreciate
a hot
y'all
one.
Playing
we'll
that.
Try to, yeah, no doubt. We'll try to get that back on before we get out of here tonight. Featuring C Roller, my man Lawless, coming out of what part of VA you out of, Law?
Portsmouth, Virginia, baby.
Portsmouth, by way of Atlanta.
Nah, by way of Virginia. I got people in Atlanta all day, but Portsmouth, that's in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Portsmouth, VA in the building. Hey, we appreciate the love tonight, everybody. Wow.
Yeah.
Can I say something? I
want to say something right
go
now.
For it.
Can I? I wish you might be about going to another segment or something before I say what I'm going to say.
No. I was going to ask Coop. I was going to ask Coop something. Go ahead.
What I want to say is, I know I just hopped on board like 30 minutes ago, so maybe y'all didn't touch bases on what I'm about to say. But it's a difference between fellatio, you know what I mean, and good fellatio, right? So,
oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? A girl,
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? You can get that all day, but if it ain't right, what are you doing?
You don't want it.
It gotta be right, or don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? And
see,
I can sit here and try to teach you all day.
Now,
everybody can drive a car, but can you drive straight without crashing? You know what I'm saying? We gotta
yes,
get
sir.
This thing right. You know what I mean? So, that, real
my
talk,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is real. This is Be Real Radio, folks. And how do you crash? You crash when the teeth get involved. Keep the teeth out of it, folks. Keep the teeth out of it. I heard somebody
say
some men
like
it goes
teeth.
Both ways.
It does go both like, ways. Thank
you.
What? Who did that?
Get out of here.
I don't know.
The best trainer song might be that NWA song. But, it don't matter, just don't bite it.
That was the only trainer song. It's a difference from biting it with your teeth and scraping your teeth on it. It's a difference.
Uh-oh.
Who said that?
Uh-oh.
It's just Dee Dee from VA. Some men,
who?
No man like Dee Dee from Virginia, from Chesapeake, Virginia. No man likes to have it.
Oh, man, I'm in Portsmouth, Virginia. Where you at, baby? No, I'm not for you. I'm fucking with you.
Slow down,
say the chat line, yo. Calm down.
But some men do like to have their teeth, that teeth rubbed on. They don't want you to bite it, but, you know, you just got to know what you're doing.
What on the head?
Just period. I feel you, babe. I'm with you 100%,
I don't
babe.
Like no teeth. You can't use no teeth on my shit.
If she know what she's doing, she can use any part of her mouth and it'll be right. You feel me? She can use teeth and it'll be right, but just don't fuck my shit up now. You know what I'm saying? But as long as you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, you can use any part of your mouth. You hear me? So if y'all want to be grown, we can get grown. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what it is, man.
That's just what it is, folks. If you just tuned into this show, you wondering what the... What is going on right now? The topic tonight is how important is sex in your relationship? That's been the topic tonight. How important is sex in your relationship? Don told us a few breaks ago that his wildest experience was trying to get it in while on the Beltway in Maryland. And if anybody know what the Beltway is like, trying to get it in on any interstate is crazy. But trying to get it in on the Beltway is the craziest. We're going to ask some of our guests tonight who've dialed in from all over the country, what's been the wackiest experience sexually you've had? Your opportunity is coming up next to share with the world. Don, appreciate you, man. Continue to hang out with us for a few more minutes. We got our health and wellness segment coming up from live from Chesapeake, Virginia, where they want to know where you at out there in Chesapeake, where you using your teeth. Get out of here. We'll be back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
said we got to paint it pink, and there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink, and you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir, and that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do, since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you, but you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before, and if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be together.
Segment, just wanted to give you a couple tips on eating healthy at work. I know it's something hard to do, especially if you're busy on the go often. It's pretty hard to eat healthy at work. A lot of people do find themselves in the weight gain category, especially like when they start a new job or just getting back into work, or they took off for vacation and coming back into work. They find themselves, you know, gaining 10 to 15 pounds. So here's a couple things you can do to keep up a healthy regimen at work as far as eating healthy. First and foremost, just say no. And what I mean by just say no, sometimes at work you get bored, you get stressed, or you just see the vending machine, so you just decide that you're hungry or that you want something to eat. Just say no. Walk away. You probably are not hungry, though you may think that you are. So, but if normally if you talk yourself out of it, you'll realize that you're not hungry, that you don't need it, and you won't get it. Also, bring healthy snacks to work. Bring your little carrots in a bag, your little your grapes, your little bagels, your little cheese squares. Bring them from home. That way it'll save you some money. Also, Toya and our financial tips are always talking about saving. It'll save you some money, but it'll also cut down on the vending machine type of snacking or going across the street to the 7-Eleven or the Wawa if those are near your place of business. But bring those type of healthy, little healthy foods, the carrots, the cheese, the grapes, little crackers, things of that sort will save you money, and also they are healthy snacks. You want to keep a food diary. Those of us who are actually really trying to lose weight and trying to maintain our weight loss, you want to keep a food diary. That way you can write down and see everything that you're eating. And not only are you writing down what you're eating, you're writing down your feelings that go along with it during the times in which you're eating. That way you can assess, are these foods or the times in which I'm eating are they related to certain emotions? Am I going through something? Am I eating more after I come from my weekly meeting? Or am I eating more first thing in the morning? You know, it just depends. So you can tell, you know, what's going on. How can you make certain changes in your eating habit depending on what's going on emotionally or, you know, around you at work? Also, you want to make a meal plan. Plan your meals out for the whole week. I know this is something that when Toya and I was in college, and Toya and I used to stay together, we used to plan it. We used to go grocery shopping and plan our meal out for the entire week. We would have dinner, lunch, everything down for the whole week. Go to the grocery store, get it, and we would already know. So there wouldn't be any room for going out buying fast food, any room for the snacking, because we had already planned our meals out for the week. So it's a good idea, something you want to try. And also mind your schedule. If you put yourself on a particular schedule, sometimes they say you're supposed to eat like 6 times a day. And certain people, they do stick to that, and you want, they have it on a time schedule. Or if you do your 3 meals with little snacks, maybe 1 or 2, you're on a certain time schedule. Now, what people find themselves doing, they find it hard to stick to that, like when they have meetings during the week or something comes up spontaneously or things of that sort. For instance, if you know you have a meeting on Thursday and it interferes with your regular lunchtime, how about taking a snack into the meeting with you to hold you over so you don't have to partake in the food that sometimes they have in meetings, like donuts or big subs or things that, you know, are not healthy for you. You've already eaten your snack before the meeting, or you've taken it with you. You've stuck to your meal plan. You've stuck to your schedule, and you're good to go. Also, you could show the people in the office by your discipline and consistent good eating habits, it will rub off on some of your coworkers as well. Which another thing you want to do is talk to your boss. Now, the vending machines in a lot of places of businesses, they don't have good food. They don't have healthy food. They have all kinds of cookies and snacks and things that's really not healthy for you. But talk to your boss. If a few of you get together and tell the boss that whoever the vending machine company is, if you would like for them to provide more healthy snacks, I'm sure they would work with you. Or if the boss won't work with you, you can take matters into your own hands. Bring in, a bag of grapes for you and your coworkers. Bring in a bunch of bananas. Bring in some oranges. Bring in some apples. That'll also just, relate back to your boss that you're very serious about eating more healthy in the workplace. Also, make a food buddy. This particular person is definitely going to hold you accountable. You can have a partner in crime. Y'all both trying to lose weight. You both have the same goals in mind. You need motivation. They need motivation. And overall, it's your accountability partner. You're going to stay, you have somebody riding with you, keep asking you, are you doing what you're supposed to do? 9 times out of 10, you will definitely stay on top of your game, because you don't want, when that question comes up, you don't want to be like, no. So have a food buddy or accountability partner for that. And also, what you want to do, if you feel like you just can't do it by yourself, make it an office challenge. Do it together. Do like the biggest loser in your office, or make some kind of like fitness challenge throughout, the whole entire workplace. Come up with something that, I'm sure money motivates everyone. So come up with something that, the prize is some form of money or some kind of pot or something. And do a weight loss challenge in your job. That way you won't feel by yourself. And then also come up with suggestions and ways to help maintain the weight loss. It's always easy to stick to a healthy eating at work, but you need to be more creative and determined to get it done.
Didi, live out of Chesapeake, VA tonight with health and wellness. We're going to keep it going.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
We're going to keep this conversation going right here. Tonight we've been talking about sex, fellatio, and condolisa. How important is it in your relationship? We got about 10 minutes, actually about 8 minutes left in the program. But we want to make sure that we get perspective on a few of the wackiest sex experiences out there. My man Coop always keeps it real out of D.C. Coop, what's been the wackiest sexual experience you had in a relationship?
I don't know. I've been thinking about that one. I don't know if I had any wacky. I had some wild ones. I done had the whole thing with the car.
You know what? Take wacky out of it and say wow.
I done had the whole thing with the car riding down the highway, but I was on one of the back streets in Georgia.
Back streets in Georgia. Getting it in. While you driving?
Yeah, while I'm driving. Nah, wow. While I'm driving down there. We're probably doing about 60 miles an hour.
60?
Yeah.
My wildest experience was 5 a.m. in the morning under the Brooklyn Bridge. Never forget it. 5 a.m., and if you know anything about New York, folks, the Brooklyn Bridge is, like, beautiful. But you don't know beautiful until you've been under the Brooklyn Bridge. My man, Law, what's been the wildest experience? Thanks for that, Coop. What's been the wildest experience you had?
Hey, that ain't the right question to ask me, cuz, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, that's not the right question to ask me, though. But
hey, you know what, Law?
What's up?
I believe that, because I didn't see some pictures. I didn't see some pictures on your profile, and I see you get shit in.
Man, I'm just saying, cuz, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it ain't me, man. It's the woman, cuz. They wild like niggas, dog, so... You know what I mean? But that's, I ain't gonna say it was the wildest or the wackiest. I'm gonna just say something I wasn't expecting. That what I'm gonna tell y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would got them at, like, maybe 18. I probably was younger than that. And I just got them at visiting my peoples out in Cali. You know what I'm saying? And then this girl, whatever, I know her since she was younger. You know what I'm saying? And we ain't, know what I mean, want nothing like that at all. But we just so happened, and she don't live in Cali neither. We just so happened to be in the same place at the same time. Next thing you know, hey, sunset rising on the beach, you feel me? On the sand on the beach in Santa Monica, you know what I'm saying? I'm 18. I don't know nothing about none of this, you know what I'm saying? Sun coming up while we getting it in, you know what I mean? That's just something that I've been through. But if you want to talk about wildest, I ain't even going to say that on the line. I'd just rather spit that in the rap, and then you can take it from there.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
We respect that, no doubt. We respect that. Hey, OD, we coming to you. The wildest experience, OD.
I got the wild one and I got a wacky one. I lost my virginity, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know anything about Diggs Park or CeeLo know, like, the Huntersville shit, you know what I'm
Diggs
saying?
Diggs Park,
like,
I know about Diggs Park and Huntersville in Norfolk, VA.
Whatever, man, I lost my virginity right in one of those sheds, man. I ain't lying to nobody. My second it was in chronological order, too, because the second time I ever had sex, it was in a bathroom. It was in a bathroom at the job I was working at, like. And that's real rap. And the third one, it falls into the wacky category. It was on a pissy mattress in my homeboy house.
Oh, my God.
They had no sheets on the bed, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, hey, around here, you a young boy, too. You don't know where your next piece going to come from, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, I'm going to take the good with the bad.
Wow.
I swear to God, I put this on my mama, though.
Oh, no, we believe.
Radio.
hey, that's real rap, though. That's word on my mama. I swear to God, I ain't lying. Like, what happened?
Hey, we believe you, my brother. We believe you.
Me and my man's right here.
We're backstage.
We got this.
Hey.
Huh?
Go ahead. Wrap it up. Go ahead.
No, we had her, right? And I attempted to hit the dougie on her, right? But she seen me hit the dougie. She seen me, like, put my hand on my head, right? And she just, like, starts spazzing out, like, because
oh,
she
wow.
thought a camera was in the room. She thought a camera was in the room, so she just, like, started bugging out, like, it was real funny, man, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? It was cool.
My man, OD live out of VA. Hey, dog, man, we appreciate you for hanging out with us, man. This has been an interesting one. It's crazy. Folks, listen, it's crazy that you're going to do the Dougie tonight. When you start talking about sex, when sex perks people up. I'm telling you, the lines have been burning up all night. I haven't seen this probably in a few weeks as far as the show topic. So what it says is we got to keep the topics a little more interesting, a little more spicy. My man, Don Sykes, celebrity
man,
stylist,
I appreciate
singer,
being here, man. You
got to
bring me back, man.
Hey, dude,
yeah,
you can come back whenever you want to, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell the people anything that you want them to know before we get out of here, man. 2 minutes left in the show.
Follow your dreams. Don't let nobody tell you what you cannot do in life. Just go for it, man. Take at all costs. It's okay. You can just sit back and just reap the benefits later, but it ain't all about the money. If you got the opportunity, take a hold of it, take a grasp of it, and just go for it, man. Go for it.
That's what's good. Check out that new Independence Day record. My man Don Sykes has a song up there. It's called Do It. What is it? Do It Again? Do It Again.
Do It Again. It's number two. Do It Again. Me and Tayo Cisco co-wrote it. and my man Nate.
Don Sykes, we appreciate you, brother. Again, you're welcome back here anytime you want. Let's set it up. TM Hyman Radio Live. Angels, this has been an interesting one. Thanks for hanging. Any shout-outs, last-minute comments?
Man, thank you, everybody, for supporting us, as always. This is CeeLo out of Charlotte. And thank you, D. Sykes, for, you know, excuse me, for joining us as well. And, look, I'm trying to tell you, Condoleezza is important. And next time you come back, you're going to have to, you know, that's going to have to change from a 7.5 to at least a 10, or 9 at least. You're going to have to something. You're going to read a book or something, watch a video. I don't y'all need to get up on that.
This is Dee Dee from Virginia. Again, I just want to thank everybody for listening. And awesome topic. Yes, sex does perk everyone up. Thank you, everyone,
up,
for listening. Yes, yes. And thank you, Don, for joining us. We really appreciate you for being here. And I'm okay with your 7.5 for the Condoleezza. But again, I will say, don't bite it off. Just know what you don't.
You got it. Oh, man.
I just want to thank D. Sykes for renaming Conolinkus to Condoleezza. And that's all I have for the night.
Hey, cunnilingus. That's a new word we all learned tonight, as well as fellatio. A lot of people front, and they had no idea what the freak fellatio was. So we educating you in the midst of our ignorance. Have a great night, everybody. Don Sykes, let's do it again real soon. Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show.